Hey everybody, welcome back to Caleb's Kung Fu Cinema. I am Caleb. This is episode 75 of the show, and I am joined as always by my two lovely co-hosts. Up first, we got my wonderful wife, Amber.
Hey guys.
And then sitting right next to us, we got our dear friend, Montarius.
Yo.
All right. So you guys may have guessed by the title of this episode, silence your phone, Montarius. What is wrong with you?
I don't know how to do it on this thing.
Is it, you got to flick the switch on the side.
I did.
Apparently not.
I'm so sorry. Siri.
Oh, perfect.
Silence my phone.
Montarius finally got an iPhone. He finally got an iPhone, and he's having a hard time figuring it out.
Yeah, I really am. You do your thing. I'm going to figure this thing out.
Settings.
Yeah, so... Yeah, you guys may have noticed by seeing the title of this one. As sudden as it may seem, this is going to be the final episode of Caleb's Kung Fu Cinema. Obviously, that's why we're calling this one goodbye for now. But the reason we're still going to do like a regular full length episode here is because we still want to, you know, still have a conversation together and you know, just kind of talk about how it's been like for us individually doing this and, just kind of like letting loose. Cause every time we do this, we talk about a movie, you know, we talk about what happens in the movie. We talk about all the news and, you know, in the physical media world and in the martial arts cinema world, excuse me. And, this is just kind of an opportunity, a final opportunity rather for us to, you know, again, to just kind of hang loose and just kind of do like an uncut thing here and, you know, just talk really, because we haven't really done that unless it's about a movie. So, that's basically what we're doing here. Before we just kind of let loose and just start talking though, we do want to obviously address the elephant in the room here. Why is Caleb's Kung Fu Cinema coming to an end? There's a lot of reasons. First off, I will just say that to kind of keep things positive, this is not a negative thing. There is not some insane reason why we're kind of shutting down here. It's nothing bad. It's really just a matter of it's just life, really. And I gotta say, right now, life is pretty great.
Yeah.
Yeah. I got a new job that I love. I'm having so much fun with it. I'm learning a lot, and I'm finally in a business where I feel like I have a future in it, and I'm learning something that I've wanted to learn. And I fought really hard to get this job, and it took a long time. It was like a month long process, but I finally got it. I heard what I needed to hear, and I got everything done, and now I'm in it, and I'm enjoying it a whole lot. So yeah, I have a new job that I love. It's 5 days a week. I get my weekends off. I've never had anything like that, you know, so it's really cool to finally have a job like that. I work with some really great people. I'm working for a great company as well. Amber, on the other hand, she got a promotion, so yay.
Thank you.
Yeah, Amber got a promotion. Montarius is still, supplying water to the world.
We're taking it away. Yeah, and I got a promotion.
Oh yay! All right, promotion. All right.
Yeah,
you're the big boss now.
No,
I'm
the third big boss.
The third. Okay. All right. You're the.
I was fifth.
Now we're the top three.
B-tier, hit B-tier, A-tier, S-tier. So you're B-tier now.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. Anyway. Yeah. Obviously, things are going great. With that being said, though, they factor into why we decided to end this. With my new schedule, and with Amber's new schedule, and with the schedule that Montarius has had for, you know, all these years, his schedule has never really changed. And, you know, he does have a child that he's gotta take care of and stuff like that. He doesn't always have time to come do this. And, you know, Amber and I, we, you know, the last I don't even know how long it's really been, but I feel like for the last several months, it's been a matter of trying to make time to do this. And a lot of times it's a little frustrating because like there have been a lot of moments where, you know, it's like where, you know, again, like with my job and with all the hoops I had to jump through to get to this point, there were just a lot of times where I kind of completely forgot that I had to do this, you know, and that's, you know, that sounds crazy, but it's true. You know, there were a lot of moments where, you know, like, I mean, you know, whenever, for those who follow me on Instagram, follow Caleb's Kung Fu Cinema on there, everybody like who knows me on there and follows me, they know that I always announce new episodes, like at least a week in advance. Just kind of depends on, you know, because, you know, obviously our episodes are on the 15th of each month. So it just kind of depends on like what day that falls on. But I always try to, announce our episodes at least a week in advance, you know, and in the last several months, I have been forgetting to do that. Like, I know, it's like, I know what I want to talk about and I know like when to try to get it done. But at the same time, it's just like, oh crap, I didn't think about it. You know, I completely forgot that I need to like post about the next episode and stuff like that. So like that was like another thing too. Like it was like whenever that started happening, that was when I realized, okay, you know what? I think it's probably time to kind of put this on the back burner. However, I do want to say that even though this is basically goodbye, keep in mind that the key words here are for now. This is not ending forever. We will definitely do like one-off reunions here and there. Like anytime something really cool happens or something really special is coming along, or if we just feel like, you know, hey, it's been a while, let's get back on here and just talk, or you know, or talk about a movie. Obviously, that's what we do on here. So there are still going to be plenty of things out there going on that may or may not call for us to get back in here and talk about it, you know, especially in the martial arts cinema world. And, you know, and just to give a quick example of that, you know, I mean, here's a little bit of news for you guys as well. Something really exciting that's coming out very soon. Bruceploitation. Bruceploitation is back, ladies and gentlemen. It's huge for me. I was never really a big fan of Bruceploitation, but in the last couple of months, I take that back. More in the last like 2 years, actually, I've gotten like really into it. You know, my good friend Jason from Martial Arts Theater 3000, shout out to him. You know, he got me hooked on another great podcast called The Clones Cast. It's all about Bruceploitation, hosted by a co-host by Michael Wirth. It's such a great podcast. They talk all about Bruceploitation movies and all that other stuff. And I've been keeping up with it for the last couple of years. And, you know, Michael Wirth has been doing some really great stuff for Bruceploitation. He did a documentary, End of the Clones with Bruce, that's been doing very well, like in the theaters and all that. And then we got a big box set coming out. It's going to have, 14 movies, I think, in that Blu-ray box set, all Bruceploitation movies. And I am super excited for that. I think it's going to be huge. It's going to be a lot of fun. I already pre-ordered mine. I pre-ordered it as soon as it was announced, you know, and I should be getting that very soon. I think their official release date is in June, but they'll start, I think, Severn. Severn is the label that's putting this release out, by the way. Severn said that the release date for this set is June, but they will start shipping out in May. So, you know, I might get mine a little bit early. We'll see. But anyway, yeah, that's a huge thing. And, you know, once I check that out and like dive into everything that's on there, you know, I may, you know, I don't know how long it's going to take. It might take a while because of how much content there's going to be on there and all this other stuff. So it might take a couple of months, but like maybe in a couple of months, I'll be like, hey, I think we should talk about this. Let's get back in the studio just one more time or something like that. So yeah, that's just a huge thing that's coming. There's a lot of really great action movies that are about to hit theaters. You know, Dev Patel's making waves with the new Monkey Man movie, which looks really good. I'm definitely gonna check that out. But yeah, this is a lot of really cool stuff that's coming out really soon. But yeah, I think it's gonna be a lot of fun. And the point here is that there's always gonna be something, you know, that may or may not give us a reason to get back in here and talk about it.
You're still going to be on YouTube.
Yeah. It's a good thing you mentioned that because I started to forget about that. I see what's happening here. I'm forgetting things. Yeah, I will still be active on YouTube. That's another thing. I kind of want to shift my focus to YouTube. I mean, I do have my job, obviously, but whenever I'm not doing that, I want to shift my focus to YouTube and keep making videos because there have been a lot of moments in the last maybe half a year or something like that, maybe in the last 6 months, maybe a little bit longer, where I have like wanted to make videos, but so many things keep getting in the way, you know, I'm trying to focus on getting the podcast ready or, you know, whatever episode is next, trying to get that ready. But I want to be more active on YouTube because there are just stints where I'll go like a really long time without making a video. I once went like almost 2 months without making one. And when I finally got around to making a new one, I was like, oh my God, like, why did it take so long? But that's like another thing. I want to be more active on that, and I'm going to be more active on that. So, you know, Caleb's Home for Cinema is not completely going away. It's still going to be, you know, very much alive on YouTube. I'm going to keep making videos. Like, since we know we won't be doing this anymore, I will be able to, you know, use that time to make more videos and stuff like that. I already have a lot of ideas for different videos. And I'm gonna start having new content. I had said several months back that the channel, the Caleb's Home for Cinema YouTube channel, is gonna be expanding, and I haven't quite expanded it that much. I've done a little bit. I've experimented with a couple of things. I've been doing a lot of Heroic Bloodshed stuff. I'm gonna get back to doing that. And I'm gonna start doing video game reviews. I said that a while back that I was gonna do it, and I haven't been able to do a video game review in a while, other than like reviewing the Jet Li game, Rise to Honor. But there's a lot of other games that I've played that I want to talk about on there. So I'm definitely going to be doing a video game reviews. And I'm going to start reviewing movies as well. Like, it's, you know, originally on the YouTube channel, I was doing mostly doing unboxing videos and, you know, or Blu-ray or DVD reviews. But now, just as part of the YouTube channel expansion, I'm going to be doing reviews of actual movies. I'm going to keep it really short and simple, though. They're going to be really quick movie reviews. I mean, they'll only be maybe a couple of minutes long, where I'll just kind of give my thoughts on like whatever movie it is that I'm watching. I'm not obviously, when we come on here, I talk all about the story and the plot and stuff like that, but that's usually our episodes are at least like an hour and a half of us just talking about the plot and what happens in the movie. I don't really want to do that on the YouTube channel because I feel like that would just take up like way too much time. I just feel like it would kind of take up too much time, and I don't want it to get like really drawn out. I don't want videos that are like an hour and a half long of me just the camera just sitting on me talking about a movie. So yeah, I'm gonna do movie reviews, but they're gonna be like really quick, and I'll just kind of get my thoughts on like whatever movie it is I'm watching, because there are a lot of episodes on there are a lot of movies that I've wanted to do, you know, episodes for on here. But, you know, because we're only doing these episodes once a month, you know, it's like, okay, you we really got to trim down, like, what movies we're going to talk about and just kind of, like, pick certain ones. But since I'll be shifting over to YouTube, I already have a lot of movies that I want to talk about. So, yeah, I got a ton of ideas for the YouTube channel. I think it's going to be a lot of fun. So, we're not completely going away. We'll still have the YouTube channel. So everybody, if you like the podcast, and you get on YouTube or whatever, definitely, we appreciate it if you, give us a subscribe over on the YouTube channel. And if Monterius and Amber ever decide they want to do a video with me, work on a video with me, of course they are more than welcome to do so, even if they may or may not like doing that sort of thing. But yeah, the offer is on the table. The table that we are currently sitting at. It is on that table.
That I'm the head of?
Yes, that Monterius is the head of.
Yes.
He's literally sitting at the head of the table. That's not a metaphor. It's not a metaphor. All right. Yeah. But yeah, I mean, that is basically it. You know, if this upsets anyone, you know, we do want to apologize for that. You know, we're not saying we're sorry for the way we feel, but you know, we are sorry if anybody's disappointed. You know, we don't want people to feel that way, but you know, this is just kind of what's best for us rather, and what's kind of what we feel is just best, you know, best going forward. yeah, that's, I mean, that's just kind of, that's just kind of the way it is.
And I mean, everybody can access YouTube. Everybody who has a laptop, computer, mobile phone, they can access YouTube. So they can always go to us and see us there.
Yeah. And again, the podcast, even if we are ending it right here, it's not going away. It's not like I'm getting rid of all the episodes and you won't be able to listen to them ever again. If anybody out there has not heard all of our stuff or hasn't heard any of it and you know, is curious and wants to just check out all of our episodes, they're still going to be there. We're still on Spotify. We're still on Apple, you know, so, excuse me, it's all going to be there. You know, you'll still be able to listen to all 75 episodes of Caleb's Kung Fu Cinema. And if you count the, how many bonuses did we do? I think we did maybe like 9.
A few.
Maybe 9 or 10 bonuses. So yeah, probably around 84. I'd say probably 84 total episodes of Caleb's Kung Fu Cinema. You can check that out. We didn't quite make it to 100, did we? We talked about making it to 100 and we didn't quite get there. But that's okay. We'll probably still get there.
At some point.
In 15 years from now. Because again, we'll do one-off reunions every now and then. So it's going to take, it might take a long time for us to actually get to 100 episodes. But yeah, anyway, yeah, the Caleb's Kung Fu Cinema podcast is not going away. You will still be able to listen to it. It will still live on. And again, we will still be active on YouTube. So yeah, everyone, subscribe if you would, we definitely appreciate it. So yeah, I mean, other than that, that's really all I have to say as far as the podcast goes. That's basically why it's coming to an end. We just felt that it was for the best. But you know, even then, like I said, this is gonna be just, you know, a final opportunity for us to just, again, to just, you know, hang out and just kick back and then, you know, and just talk. So yeah, with nothing further ado, we can just go ahead and jump right into it. You know, I will say again, I think life is pretty great right now. Ontario's finally converted to iPhones, as you guys heard. It took 18 years, but he finally did it. And what's funny is that Ontario and I have known each other for almost that amount of time. I think we've known each other for like maybe 15 or 16 years, but something like that. But yeah, it's yeah, it took 18 years, but he finally converted to iPhone. And we were actually going to record this episode, I think, was it 2 days ago? Yeah, 2 days ago. Yeah, we were actually going to do this 2 days ago, but he got stuck at the phone store.
I did. And that's why I don't go.
How much longer were you there? Because when we talked about it, you said you might be there for another hour.
I was there for another hour. Yeah, I was. Yeah. I predicted it.
Man, you know, when I got my first iPhone, like when I upgraded to my first iPhone, which is what I, you know, what I'm still using today, but when I upgraded to my first iPhone, and I remember being at the phone store trying to get all that done, I was in the phone store for like 3.5 or 4 hours. I was in there for so long. It was terrible. I hated it. But in the end, I mean, I guess it was worth it. That was my first upgrade, though. My last one, when I upgraded to the phone that I have now, that took no time. Like I really wasn't in there that long. I'm gonna have to upgrade again really soon, though. I've been able to, just haven't gotten around to it. So yeah, definitely gonna get a new iPhone. Same with Amber. She needs to get a new one too. I've been having an issue charging my phone. I don't know what it is, but it's just one of those things where, you know, you need to hold the charger in a certain position for the phone to charge. No. Yeah, I hate when that happens. I didn't think that was even possible with iPhones, but it's happening with my phone.
Are you sure it's not just the charger piece?
It could be, but I don't really know.
I'm not going to buy another one.
Yeah, I probably.
That, I mean, I still that's, need, all, that's the only way you'll know.
Yeah, I still need to upgrade, though. I mean, because I currently have an iPhone 12 Pro, and we're at the 15 now. So, but you know, with the way it is here, you know, we set up to where, like, we kind of have to pay the phone off for like 2 years, and then we can upgrade, which is fine. It works for us.
Because the first ones we got were like the 7s.
Yeah.
And then 5 new iPhones came out, and then we got the 12.
They all do the same
thing. Now we're at 15, so that's
3. I literally 3. Asked to do, because in the store, it only goes as low as 13. So I said, what's the difference if I get to 13 to 15? Oh, with a 15, just have titanium. They do the same thing, though.
I'm like, okay.
What the hell? Well, just give me the 15 then. Because in 2 years, I'm 17, going to do the same thing.
Yeah. Next iPhone's going to have, like, what, carbon fiber or something?
Carbon, whatever. It might be a hologram, for all I know.
Yeah. I mean, they're making, like, just screens you can wrap around your wrist now.
And then they might just change the color. Ooh, it's turquoise.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah. But yeah, anyway, yeah, that's, you know, again, like I was saying, life is pretty great right now. So Montero's finally converted to iPhone. A lot of other really great things going on. You know, Cody Rhodes finally finished the goddamn story. You know, we're big, you know, we're all big wrestling fans. And if anybody knows Amber and I, last year, WrestleMania 39, when Cody lost, we were irate.
It was beautiful.
No, it was not.
It set up another great year of storytelling.
It did. But
it's true. That is true.
I understand you couldn't see it at that moment, but it was beautiful. It worked out.
Obviously, if you were on Cody's side at that time, you know, of course, you know, your emotions can get the better of you in the moment, but that is true. Yeah, we actually did get some really great storytelling after that.
Caleb said, "I'm done. I'm finished. I am never watching wrestling again."
No, I didn't say I was never watching again. I just said I was done. That happens a lot, though. I've been a wrestling fan since I was 11 years old. It's been on and off for all those years. Like, I got into it when I was 11. And then watched it for quite a few years, but then I just kind of gave up on it. But then I got back into it, the time I got back into it, that was like, you know, whenever the Shield debuted, Daniel Bryan was on his way to the top, he's an AEW now, that time when I got back into it around that time, that was when the product was great, like. But really good. But then, you know, then Daniel Bryan got injured, and then he had to retire. You know, Shield split up, CM Punk left. The product just got bad. And then when I got back into it, it was okay, but then it just got worse and worse. Amber and I went to WrestleMania 34.
Yeah, you remember WrestleMania 34?
Yeah, we did go to that. I don't think we've ever talked about that.
When Brock beat
Roman. It was New Orleans.
In New Orleans?
Yeah.
I missed that. No,
you were at that.
That was that one.
Yeah, you were at that. I remember us talking. You were at that one. Yeah.
I was okay. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, you were at that one. We didn't find each other, but you were there. Yeah.
Yeah, I was at. Okay. Yeah.
What? Yeah.
That was a terrible evening.
Yeah. Yeah. We went to New Orleans for WrestleMania 34 to go watch that, and yeah, it was not a great experience. The night before that, though, and the night before that one, like the other night before. We had a blast. Like, the first night, we went to WrestleMania Access, which was great. You know, we saw some matches, ate some food, got some merchandise.
We met
Drew McIntyre, which was great. Love Drew McIntyre. Super nice guy. Drew's awesome, though.
I had to settle for Bo Dallas.
Hey, come on.
I mean, it's okay now, but yeah. At that time, I guess. I didn't believe at the time.
Yeah, you weren't a believer at the time. Yeah, I mean, I guess for maybe certain people, meeting Bo Dallas wasn't the most exciting thing. But
I did get to meet Mandy Rose.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. That was great. I remember, like, WrestleMania Access was so much fun. The night after that, we went to NXT TakeOver New Orleans, which was a phenomenal show. Such a good show. That was really, really good. And then the third night, I went to WrestleMania, and it was mostly garbage.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the experience of it was just terrible. And then the main event, I was so mad.
A guy spilled his beer down my shirt.
Yeah.
I was so pissed.
A kid threw up on my jacket.
A kid threw up on Caleb's jacket.
Yeah.
Oh my God. It was awful.
And on top of that, if it wasn't bad enough, Brock Lesnar beat Roman Reigns.
I cried so hard. We cried. I didn't cry. We walked from our hotel to the Superdome because we were right there.
No, we weren't that far, and traffic was bad enough. We were just going
to
walk.
I cried the whole way back to the hotel. I had beer down my shirt. Roman lost. I was so upset.
And it started raining.
It started raining.
It started raining, which is appropriate enough. As we were walking back to the hotel in the rain, just completely defeated.
I was like, I'm ready to go home.
Yeah. Wow. Oh, man.
I'm never coming here again.
Yeah. We got to go there again, though.
Yeah, we do.
Yeah, we got to go there again in November because my sister, wedding ceremony. So yeah, shout out to my sister Lydia, love you sis. It was interesting experience, but either way, yeah, Cody finally finished the story. It, and you know, I was so happy that we finally got it.
Now look at the irony in this. Now for all the Roman people who think this is bull crap, now watch this next year that happens. It'll be some more great storytelling.
Yeah, I think,
yeah, it will.
I think Roman is gonna. I think he. I mean, you know, he went through like such a really he's gone through like such a really interesting career. So many years of being completely hated by everybody.
Yeah,
and then when he turned heel. People were starting to get into him. That was like whenever when he became interesting, you know, and he, you know, started the whole tribal chief thing, you know, and the acknowledge me. And like that was great, you know, like whenever he finally kind of developed that character, he played it very well, had some good matches, but you know, then he just stopped, you know, kind of worked himself and worked himself is the appropriate term, but kind of you know, kind of got himself into a position where he didn't need to work that much. Which, you know, for some people,
it helped carry the rain as long as it did.
But for many people, that's not always enjoyable. You know, having a guy who isn't there that often, he's only there like 5 times a year.
But he's really the GOAT for having dealt with leukemia.
Yeah,
all this time, course, yeah. Like still battling that, yeah. Or keeping it in remission.
Yeah, absolutely.
And still being able to hold the rain and be the champ. And
yeah. Yeah, and you know, and again, we still get some great, we've got some great storytelling out of it. You know, the stuff with Sami Zayn, excellent storytelling, great television right there. You know, Cody
made everybody a star.
Cody's whole run. You know, I mean, say what you will about him, but I think he's great, and he's had a really great run when he came back. You know, it was kind of cut short with the injury, and he was out for several months, but. You know, he came back, won the Rumble, had a really good match with Roman, even though he lost. That wasn't fun. But, you know, then he had to work his way back up, won the Royal Rumble a second time. First guy to do that in, like, 25 years, went back-to-back Rumbles. Then had an even better match with Roman Reigns at WrestleMania 40. And that match was just crazy, too. Like, it was, like, not just the match, it's like not just them two going at it themselves, but there were just so many great surprises. John Cena and The Undertaker showed up. I lost it when The Undertaker showed up because
we weren't expecting to hear.
Yeah, I wasn't expecting that. I really did not expect him to show up because there were rumors that Stone Cold was going to be there. He didn't make it. I don't know why, but, you know, whatever the reason was, he didn't make it.
Too many beers.
I think he's drank, like, so much. You know, you've seen him drink so many beers on TV. I think his tolerance is, like, off the charts probably. but anyway, I mean, Undertaker showing up, that was great. I didn't expect that, but yeah, it was super exciting, and you know, obviously an emotional moment for everybody finally seeing him win. So yeah, that was a lot of fun, and I'm excited to see what the future holds. Hopefully Cody doesn't break the Rock's heart again. You know, as the Rock put it.
And now we're officially in the Triple H era of wrestling, so yeah,
and he's great.
He's cooking.
Yeah, he's great.
Definitely.
Yeah, he is great at storytelling, great at producing matches and booking and stuff like that. I cannot wait to see what he does. I think it's gonna be a lot of fun. You know, and then we got the draft coming up, so yeah, I think that's gonna be good. It's a good time to be a wrestling fan as well. But Cody Rhodes finally finished the story, so much to Monterey's chagrin.
It's okay. He can have his moment.
It's okay. Yeah.
Look, even Drew had a moment for 5 minutes. So.
Yeah. You know what's funny, though? His reign was still longer than Andre the Giant's. Because when Andre the Giant won the WWE title, I don't remember what year that was, but he won it, like, in the, I think, mid-80s, probably. I can't remember what year it was. I'm sorry, guys. But he had won the title. But then he, like, immediately sold it to Ted DiBiase. I think he only held the title for maybe, like, a minute and a half. Technically speaking. Even McIntyre's reign was still longer than that. And I mean, it was cool seeing David Priest cash in. I mean, everybody was kind of wondering if he was going to, because he had held that briefcase for so long.
Pulled himself Rollins.
Yeah, and it was kind of funny, though, because I remember I was hearing a lot of people say, you know, like, if he doesn't cash in, he's officially the dumbest person on the planet or something like that. But he did. He did do it, which is great. It's great to see him have the world title, because he's really talented. He deserves it. You know, and he I think there have been quite a few moments, like, recently where, you know, the Judgment Day stuff aside, Judgment Day is great. I think that's a really over group. Rhea Ripley probably has a lot to do with that.
With or without our truth.
Yeah. With, without, either way. I mean, it doesn't really matter to me. But yeah, I think before the Judgment Day was a thing, he probably didn't have the best, booking, but I think now it's a moment for him to, you know, actually be a convincing champion, be a good champion, stuff like that. So looking forward to what happens with him as well. Yeah, that's all we really have to say as far as wrestling goes. This is gonna be I'm gonna miss this. Yeah, we're gonna try to keep it together, especially Monterrey.
I'm locking it.
I don't need you bawling over here. Yeah. But you know, okay. I do want to stop for a second, and there's a lot of people I want to go ahead and give a shout out to, like while we're still doing this. I definitely want to give a shout out to Calvin Kaiju Guy and Kid Kong Chris. I love those guys. They're two of my best friends. And I want to thank them for being guest hosts on here as frequently as they were. It had been a while before I got, but it had been a while since I had both of them on here or one of them on here, but you know, they were on the show several times, you know, and I want to thank them for that. Shout out to those guys. I also want to give a shout out to everybody in the Asian Cinema Circle, my ACC family, Leon and Shaz from Hong Kong and Beyond, Jason from Martial Arts Theater 3000, Andrew from Amblin Reviews, Jake on Film, Fanatical Dragon, Cool Movie Graham, did I say Will?
Mm-mm.
I didn't, yeah, Will from the Hong Kong Cinema Appreciation Society, shout out to him. Love all those guys. You know, they had a couple of questions whenever I told them that this was going to be it. And I will just say here, I'll go ahead and answer those questions. And I've gotten questions from these guys, you know, considering the show. You know, will we ever be back? I mean, we already said yes. You know, we will show up here and there. This just won't be like a regular thing. We'll come back whenever we feel like the time is right. Another question that I've gotten is, you know, would we be open to appearing on other shows?
Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Totally. Yeah, I would definitely do a show somewhere else, like if somebody asked me to come on. You know, and I've been on a couple of other YouTube channels already. You know, I mean, I did a video with Food for Thought. Shout out, I don't want to forget Sean and Devin and Cyrus from Food for Thought. Love those guys. I did a video with Sean, which was great. We had a great conversation. I was on The Disconnect with Ryan Farrell. Shout out to Ryan, which was also great. I love to do it again with those guys. I think that'd be a lot of fun. And I was also, you know, I also did a video with Rob from Coin-Op TV. A shout out to Rob. That was also a lot of fun. You know, so yeah, I'm definitely up to, you know, do other things. I was also on a show with Flip, you know, Flip Otaku. Shout out to Flip. I love Flip. I've done appearances on several different other channels. Excuse me. Hang on, I feel a sneeze coming. God,
Caleb's allergies have been bad this week.
Yeah, they are insane. I hate springtime because of this. My allergies are just so bad. I've been sneezing like 52 times a day.
So if he sneezes and it sound and you guys feel like you hear a bottle like being squeezed, like the last of it coming out, that's Caleb sneezing. I woke up this morning. He was in the shower, and I thought he was using the rest of his body wash. So I walked in the bathroom and I said, "Hey, babe, do you need your other body wash?" He's like, "What? No." I said, "Well, are you? Is it empty? It sounds like it's empty." He said, "I was sneezing," and I was like, "Oh, I thought it was the bottle. It
that was my empty. Nose."
Yes, it sounds like a bottle like being squirted in the rest of it coming out. So yes, that's what you sound like.
You mean like that, like jet stream noise that it makes, kind of?
It's like a
Yeah, my allergies have just been terrible. I'm not sick. It's just my allergies. I've just been sneezing a lot. And because of my sinuses, it like also makes me cough as well. And when I was at work yesterday, I think I pulled a muscle in my back.
We're getting old.
Yeah, it's not fun. I don't even know what happened. I was saying before we started recording here, I don't even know what happened. It was the simplest thing. So the way my job is, I start in the mornings I go to the warehouse. Then I go to like the actual building where I work. I unloaded everything, parked my car. Right as I get out of my car and then I stand up straight, I just get like a sharp pain in my back. And like, oh my God, what is this? What's happening? I'm dying.
You overextended.
I don't even think I did, though. I got out the same way I always do. And then my back just started hurting. It still hurts a little bit right now. It doesn't hurt like it did yesterday, but it still hurts a little bit. I still feel a little bit of tightness there. But yeah, God, it's terrible. What were we talking about?
Anyway, we would like to be on other shows.
Yeah, that's what we were talking about. We're definitely open to showing up on other shows, like whether it's just me or me and Monteris or me and Amber or Amber and Monteris. That would be interesting. Yeah, you just have them on on something.
All three of us.
Yeah. But we're definitely open to that, like appearing on other things. You know, and I'll still, you know, again, YouTube. Still gonna be active on there.
YouTube's not going anywhere.
Yeah, that's not going anywhere. I am gonna keep posting on Instagram and like my and the Facebook page and all that. But I'll just be posting, you know, new. Obviously, I'll be sharing new videos I do. If I buy any new Blu-rays, DVDs, whatever. If I buy any more of those, of course, I'm gonna share pictures of those and do videos on those as well. So yeah, still gonna be doing tons of content. This is a Caleb's going to be saying about the franchise. I'll say it's not really a franchise. This is to be trying to sound fancy. But yeah, the franchise is not going away. So with that part out of the way, I'm trying to remember if there's anybody else that I didn't give a shout out to. I don't think so. I think that's it. Shout out to everybody that I just mentioned. Love all those guys. Everybody follow all those guys on YouTube. All the names I mentioned, check them out.
Did you say Tristan?
Oh, I did not. I am sorry about that. Tristan, yes. Martial arts film freak. Everybody go subscribe to him as well. My other ACC brother right there. Yeah, everybody go follow him. He's got a really, really great channel. He actually just did a video that I really enjoyed the other day. He ranked the Bloodsport movies, which was great. You know, I'm a Bloodsport fan. We even did an episode on that. Amber Monteris weren't here. That was me, Chris, and Cal. But that was a fun episode. That was a good one to talk about. excuse me. See, there it goes. Yeah, there it goes. We did talk about the first Bloodsport episode, which was a lot of fun. Obviously there were three Bloodsport sequels. There's Bloodsport 2, 3, and 4. We didn't do episodes on those, but I will do videos on those. I'm definitely going to do some quick movie reviews for the Bloodsport sequels, which will be coming soon enough. Another thing that a couple of people have asked me, and I think this will be fun to talk about. A couple of people have asked me is, you know, like what are some of our favorite moments of the show, like favorite moments that we had here, you know, or favorite episodes that we did, or episodes that we were proud of, rather. I've got a couple of questions about that, and I think that'd be something, you know, that we could definitely talk about. I just mentioned the Bloodsport episode. I had a lot of fun doing that one. I thought that was great. One of my favorite episodes that we did, and, you know, Monteris, I'm sorry you weren't here for this one, so you probably wouldn't understand.
In my contract.
Yeah. Well, I think we did that episode before you became an official co-host as well. So I think that was before your time, before we got your contract written up. Anyway, one of my favorite episodes that we did, it was the only time that we had four guests, or hosts rather, sorry, four hosts on the show. And that was back when me and Amber and Chris and Cal did Showdown Little Tokyo. I loved doing that episode, mainly because of just how much fun we had. I remember all the laughs we were having and all the jokes. It was just a lot of fun. Go back and check that episode out, guys, if you haven't already listened to that one. That was a very fun episode for me. I really enjoyed doing covering Showdown in Little Tokyo. The episode I did with Chris on Jack and Chance the Protector, that's another episode that I'm really proud of. I had a lot of fun doing that one. And The Protector is a movie that I've always just been... Not always, but yeah, since I heard of the movie, it's one of those movies that one of those movies of Jackie Chan's filmography that has always been, like, really fascinating to me. I really loved doing that episode. It was a lot of fun. Chris, Chris really cracked me up in that episode as well. Monteris and I, when we did the Mortal Kombat 2021 episode,
we were so divided on that one.
Yeah, that was just you and me, that was one of our bonus episodes too. I had a lot of fun doing that one as well. And it's funny because, you know, whenever we did that episode, we had just watched the movie. I think we did it like the day after we watched it.
Mm-hmm.
And what's interesting for me, I don't know how you feel, but for me, at that time, I was kind of mixed on the movie. I thought like some things were okay, some things weren't okay. But looking back on it now, I'm not a fan of that movie. I think they kind of screwed it up. That's not to say it was total garbage. It wasn't like a dumpster fire or anything like that. It still had some good qualities, you know, some great actors, and it looked good, but I just didn't really like the way they handled the fight scenes. I didn't really like the storytelling. I thought the Arcana thing was stupid and ridiculous. It didn't shoot the fight scenes very well. The fatalities looked cool and all, and there were a couple of funny moments. But other than that, yeah, I just wasn't really a huge fan of that movie. And it actually feels good to finally address that because I've kind of alluded to it in the past, after we did the episode. I've kind of alluded to it in the past that my opinion on the movie has changed. And yeah, it actually feels nice to finally address it. Yeah, I'm not actually a really big fan of that movie.
No, I don't like it either. I'm a little surprised. No, I mean, when you really sit there and think about it, I mean, you had all these years to get it right, and this is what you do? No, I don't know.
Yeah, I feel like, oh, God, hiccups, sorry. Yeah, see, there it is again, hiccups.
That was really squeaky.
And on this episode, I'm waiting to die.
Yeah.
That was really
squeaky. Just take me. Oh, man. Oh, yeah.
Caleb is auditioning for the Emoji Movie Part 2.
Oh, God. Don't get me started. Anyway, yeah. What was I going to say? Yeah, I feel like for many people, a lot of people just kind of felt like Mortal Kombat 2021 just needed to be... It just needed to be better than Annihilation. I feel like that's kind of what everybody was thinking.
And then I think that's like, what we kept arguing too. You're not going to do Annihilation like that. I love that movie.
I don't understand why.
And I don't understand why you don't. This is the argument that we had. It is great.
Yeah. This.
What was bad about it?
Well,
you know what? We don't have time. Yeah. We don't have time.
Go back and listen to the episode I did on it. Monterius wasn't here. I think I wanted to get you for that, but I don't think you could make it. I don't remember what happened, but I don't think you had the time or your schedule just wasn't working with me.
We did that on April 17th, 2021.
Is that when we did Annihilation?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh, you did it? Oh, yeah.
No, you weren't there either. That was just me and Chris. I don't think you were there either.
Mm-mm.
Yeah, it was just me. Was. Yeah, it was just me and Chris.
What did he think of it?
He didn't like it either.
See, this is why I should have been.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
To defend my movie.
Yeah.
It was better than the first one.
I'm going to pretend you didn't say that.
I'll say it again. It was better than the first one.
Okay.
My God.
To each his own.
Amber agrees.
No, she doesn't. She doesn't. Okay.
We're not going to get into it.
I've already done episodes on this, on both of those movies. I mean, I did an episode on the first movie, the episode on Annihilation, an episode on the reboot.
I will say, I had more fun with Annihilation than I did with the 2021.
That's not really...
Okay, I will actually agree with you on that. I will.
Right. Laughs.
Yeah, I will actually agree with you. Annihilation for me, even if I see the flaws with that movie, it is still one of those movies that if I come across it, you bet your ass I'm gonna watch it. Like, I don't care.
We're gonna laugh.
I will watch it and I will laugh my ass off it and like at all the weird things that happen and all this other stuff. But you know, I mean, and there are still a couple things about it to enjoy. Robin Shue as Liu Kang, he's perfect.
He is.
Robin Shue is just amazing as Liu Kang. But as far as Annihilation goes, I think that's kind of the only praise I can give it right there, is that Robin Shue is great.
You're canceled. This is going to be your last episode. You're canceled.
Yeah, this is the last episode.
All right, then.
Yeah. Oh, man.
Anything's better than Snake Eyes.
Yeah. Yeah, that was
y'all literally made me not watch that movie.
Y'all
trashed it.
I wanted to leave. And we were in Shreveport, weren't we?
Yeah. No, I had actually told Monterius that I remember I told you, I was like, hey, we're going to Shreveport and we're going to go watch Snake Eyes while we're up there. Mm-hmm. And I actually asked if you wanted to come, but you couldn't. I don't remember why, but you said you couldn't.
Yeah.
But yeah, I asked if you like wanted to. You know, road trip with us over there, but yeah, you couldn't make it, but we went and watched it.
That's 2 hours of my life I'll never get back.
Yeah. Not a great experience.
I wanted to get up and leave. I told Caleb, I said, I'm about to go sit in the lobby.
Yeah, there were a couple of moments throughout that movie where I was like, it's gonna, like, maybe it'll get better. Maybe it'll get better, and it didn't. So, Monterius, you never watched it?
Y'all made me not do it.
Yeah.
For real.
Yeah,
it's fair that way.
What day y'all went to see it?
It was on a weekend, I think.
The episode, it says August 7th.
So it was probably like late July when we did it. I don't remember.
Because I think I was supposed to go see it. I probably going to see it that Tuesday because, you know, the movie's being half off on Tuesday.
Right.
So I think I was going to see it that Tuesday, and y'all was just like, worst movie in the history of cinema.
I will never watch it again.
I didn't say that.
And I'm like, well, my goodness, I'm not going to waste my money on that.
He's exaggerating. I did not say it was the worst movie in the history of cinema.
I probably said it.
It's possible she did. Yeah.
I was so disappointed.
Yeah. Yeah, that was not a fun episode. Another episode that I, just kind of get back to some positives here. Another episode that I really enjoyed doing was Kung Pao with my dad and my brother. That was a lot of fun, you know, because I love that movie so much. It's so funny, and it's just funny talking about the really hilarious dialogue and the dumb voices in that movie. That was a lot of fun. I love doing Game of Death with Jason. Another shout out to Jason, Marshall Theater 3000. That was a really great episode, I think. That we had some good laughs when we did the Game of Death episode. Another episode that I think is really special, I don't know if I would say it's a favorite of mine that we did, but an episode that I feel was special was the one that Amber and I did on Rapid Fire, the Brandon Lee movie. That episode is special because that I feel like that was when we kind of found our flow. Because like beforehand, like the episodes that we did before Rapid Fire, you know, we had just started the show. I was really nervous. The first episode we did on Fist of Fury, that was episode one. That episode was difficult to get through. I tried doing it by myself and I couldn't do it. I was too nervous. I kept messing up. I kept having to like re-record. It took me like an hour and a half before I just kind of cracked and told Amber, I can't do this by myself. And she's like, okay, I'll do it with you. And so, you know,
I walked in here and you were crying on this table.
I was not crying.
You were. You were so upset.
I wasn't crying. I was just frustrated.
And I was like, all right. So I just sat down and I was just like, I'm just going to start talking. And then you just jump on in.
Yeah. I was just frustrated. But also, like, what also didn't help was that when we got done recording the episode, I had to cut a piece out at the very end. But I don't know. I did something wrong with the editing tool that I was using, and I ended up cutting the entire episode.
So we had to do it again.
Yeah, had to re-record it, or whatever, you know. And that harkens back to the Mortal Kombat episode that I did with Chase, the very first Mortal Kombat movie that I did with Chase. Chase and I did that over the phone, and there was a connection issue at one point. And I was able to cut it out of the episode. So, you know, when you play the episode, you don't know it actually happened. But I had cut it out, but I had actually lost my connection with Chase at one point, and I had to call him back. I had to like stop recording and call him back and then like resume the conversation. But that was another thing. But I was actually able to fix that in editing. I didn't completely butcher the recording.
You've come so far since we started in 2020.
I guess.
You've come so far. You've gotten so good at doing this.
I guess. You're just saying that because you're my wife.
That is not true. I'm so serious.
Yeah, but anyway, Rapid Fire, I feel like that was where we found our flow, because that was when I realize, okay, you know, here's how I want the conversation of the movie to go. This is what I want to talk about beforehand. Because before the episodes, with the episodes I did before that, again, I was really nervous. So there was just like a lot of, a lot of like break in communication and stuff like that whenever we were talking, because of just how nervous I was and anxious I was about it. There was also, like, I felt like I wasn't talking about enough. I felt like my episodes were going to be too short or something like that. So I wanted to talk about more stuff. So that was when I like started talking about combat sports. I was talking about, you know, mixed martial arts and kickboxing and boxing and all that other stuff. We did that for a couple of episodes, but then I was like, okay, our episodes are now too long because with that stuff, our episodes were getting into like the two-hour, three-hour territory. And I was like, that's too long. I feel like people are just going to dip out, like maybe not even halfway through the episode. But yeah, I feel like rapid fire was when we finally like found our flow. So even if I don't think that's one of the better episodes we've done, it's still special because, you know, I think that was like kind of like a defining moment for us. You know, and that was whenever I was like, okay, here's how I'll structure it. You know, we'll talk about like what's going on in the cinema world today, and then we'll just talk about the movie and talk about the cast and production and stuff like that.
Let me see if I can count how many of these I cried in.
Yeah, that's another one. There were a fair amount of movies that made Amber cry that we covered on here.
There was some sadness, and then incorporate the satire, which is me.
Yeah.
Then the game changed.
Yeah. I remember The Man from Nowhere. Great movie. Love that movie so much. Made Amber sob hysterically.
Every time, it's like, I can't watch. You know how sometimes you can watch a movie and you cry hard, and then you watch it again, and then you're like, okay, I didn't cry that time. I cry every single time he cuts that damn movie on. I don't know what it is.
Yeah, I don't think that movie made me cry. And that's not to say it isn't sad. It is. It's got its sad moments. It has its very happy moments. You know, there's tears of joy, tears of sadness. But I think, and what's funny here is that I don't think the movie itself made me cry. But I remember like almost getting a little choked up when we talked about it on here. And whenever we got to the ending and we were talking about what happens in the ending, I started kind of feeling it. I was thinking in my mind like, oh God, don't cry. Like it was like starting to hit me. I was like, oh geez. I feel like that was when it hit me. But that was one movie we did where Amber was just sobbing hysterically. There's a couple of other movies that we've watched though that we haven't covered on here though. That made her cry, like Moran's out. We never covered that on here, but I will do a review of that on YouTube though.
Couldn't get through that one either.
Yeah, that one had a pretty sad ending too. Excuse me. I don't remember.
Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon. I bawled with that one.
That was the first one. That was the first one to make you cry.
I bawled with that.
Yeah, I remember that. That was the first one that made you cry. Yeah, that was good. That's such a great movie though. It's so much fun. I don't really know what else we had that I enjoyed.
You probably enjoyed the Rush Hour without me.
Oh, you and I actually, yeah, you were here for the first one. You weren't here for the second one though. I tried to get you in here for that one, but you couldn't make it. The second Rush Hour episode that we did on Rush Hour 2, that was when we had some technical problems. Like, I don't know what happened, but the mic that I was using at the time, it started, like, buzzing. And so, like, halfway through the episode, there's, like, a buzz going on. And I'm sorry if anybody has heard that episode recently and hears the buzzing. There was nothing I could do about it. I didn't even know it was happening until the episode was finished. And then I listened back to it, and then the buzzing happened. I was like, oh, God, there's nothing I can do about it now. But Montero's Zero, the first one, I actually really did enjoy doing that episode because Rush Hour is a big thing for me and for Montero's because, for, you know, the entire 15, 16 years that we've known each other, I've always been his Lee. He's always been my Carter. So that episode is also a special one for us. I actually have,
we're going to do four though.
Yeah, you and I are going to do four.
We're going to do four.
Yeah. Yeah, we're going to be replacing Jackie and Chris. Not really.
We're going to talk about it.
Yeah.
It's going to be one of our reunion episodes.
Yeah. Yeah, we never got the chance to talk about 3. I don't really know if I want to talk about 3, though, because I feel like they went a little too far in certain places with the third movie.
I think that's the one we quote the most.
It probably is. Yeah, that might be the one that we talk about the most, yeah. Because it does have some genuinely funny moments. But at the same time, again, yeah, I think they went a little too far in certain areas, and that's probably why I felt like we probably shouldn't cover that one on here. Because the first one and the second one, they were, I don't want to say tame, but, you know, they were tame compared to the third one. Again, I think they went a little far in some places on the third one. But yeah, that was a special episode for us, just because, you know, Rush Hour resonates so much with Monterius and myself.
Okay, so I think I've cried at like 4 or 5.
Really? What are some of the other ones?
John Wick.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Which one?
The first.
Oh, because of the whole...
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You weren't here for that episode, though. That was me and Chris and Cal, though.
I didn't want to be on...
Yeah, you did...
I didn't want to do it.
Yeah, you did watch the movie, but yeah, you weren't on that episode.
Oh, we also have our disagreements about the order of the John Wicks as well.
Yeah, which one's the best and which one's the worst. Right. Yeah. yeah. Jeez. You know, it's funny though, like with like John Wick, talk about John Wick for a second. It's funny because whenever I was trying to get Amber to watch the John Wick movies with me, for the longest time, you know, I got her to watch the second one and I got her to watch the third one, but for the longest time, she refused to watch the first one because of the dog situation. But it was funny because, like, when I was first trying to get her into the John Wick movies, she didn't want to watch any of them. Like, there were 3 at the time, obviously. She didn't want to watch any of them because she thought the whole John Wick franchise was just dead dogs.
I was so, like, distraught. Like,
she heard about the dead dog in the first one. And then from then on, she's just like, I don't want to watch John Wick because the dog's dead. Like, it's just in one movie, in one scene. Like, there aren't just dead dogs all around John Wick. The dogs are important, but it's not just dead dogs all throughout the series. Yeah, there's gonna be a John Wick spinoff coming really soon, Ballerina. That should be interesting.
I hate when we were watching that. I even looked at him and I said, "I hate you."
Yeah,
you gotta sneeze.
I think
I see
so.
It. I see it coming.
Consent time.
It's gonna
mess you up.
There okay. We go.
You actually got an actual out of there. Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Yay.
We did it. I think that's the first time I've ever sneezed on Caleb's Kung Fu Cinema.
I think it is.
Yeah. Oh, God.
That's the first time you ever put an achoo in there. You didn't want to sound like a bottle.
That was a professional sneeze.
It was a professional sneeze.
Yeah. Oh, man. yeah. Yeah, John Wick. Okay, yeah, what else we got? What else made you cry?
Did I cry during... I can't remember. Did I cry during Fearless?
No, you did cry during Unleashed, though.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
I didn't cry during...
What's sad about that one?
What?
What's sad about Unleashed?
You were here. You don't remember?
I mean, I was here, but I don't remember what made her
it
cry.
It wasn't like... It's more of like a sweet.
Yeah, it wasn't
cry.
Sad.
It's more like a
Yeah, she plays the song that his mom played at the end of the piano that makes him like cry tears of joy. You know that got her.
I thought I was gonna get through it, and I was like, God damn it.
Well, okay, yeah. Well, actually, now that I'm thinking about it, I think Fearless actually might have made you cry because you know the mom and the daughter were killed like halfway through. I don't remember if that got to you.
I don't remember.
Yeah,
I've cried so much on this show.
Yeah.
Did I cry during Dragon?
No.
No?
No, not that I recall.
See, I don't even know what I've cried at and what I haven't cried at anymore.
That was such a great movie, though. Isn't that movie awesome, Dragon? I don't know. You weren't here for that one, were you? Yeah. Have you seen that movie? Mm-mm. With Donnie Yen? It's so good. You gotta watch it. It's amazing. Really great movie. That was a fun one to do, too. Because that's probably my favorite Donnie Yen movie. It's a very fun one.
Did I... I don't remember. Did I cry Once Upon a Time in Shanghai? I was,
no.
I don't think I cried, but I think I was sad.
It does kind of have a sad ending, yeah. But no, I don't think you cried. The ending is kind of sad though. Like nobody important, or not important, probably not the word to use. None of our like two, you know, like I'll say our two main characters. Neither of them died. They both lived through it, but you know, it still doesn't really have it doesn't have the happiest of endings. It's kind of like a somber one, I guess. But yeah, there was there's just been a lot of really good ones. So we had to cut for a second to continue on to the next segment. And Monteris is just now figuring out how to silence the iPhone. He didn't know that there's a switch on the side to put it in silent mode.
Hey. Android, my entire life, we don't have that on that phone. Sorry.
Yeah.
I didn't know you were Steve Jobs.
Oh, no. Of course not. But yeah, anyway, going back to just kind of talking about, you know, moments that we've enjoyed on the show and stuff like that. I don't know, Monteris, do you have any fair moments? Obviously, you had a couple of sporadic appearances on the show, and then you became a regular. Obviously, we had you on as we made you like a permanent member of the team, rather.
Yeah,
which has been great. You know, I think. I think, you know, you and I, again, we've known each other for so long, and I think our chemistry has always just been kind of there. We just kind of had this, you know, as weird as it sounds, we've just always kind of had this connection. I don't really know what it is. It's Lee and Carter. It's the Lee and Carter connection. But yeah, we just kind of always just had that connection, so I thought you'd be, like, a good addition to this. But, I mean, is there anything specific that you've enjoyed about doing this?
Oh, wow. Well, first of all, I appreciate you asking me being a part of it full time. You even made me part of the logo. I was like, I almost shed a tear.
I paid for that too. I paid for it.
Oh well, just throw that in there, will you?
Well, I'm not trying to make you feel guilty. I promise. I'm just saying like I have a friend who like made the stuff and he's really good at it. Shout out to my friend Ricky who made the Caleb's Comic Cinema logo as you see it today. Love Ricky. He's a really great at, you know, making, you know, designs, like graphic designing and stuff like that. He's really good at it. Everybody check him out on Instagram. I believe his Instagram is called Ricky Does Art. Ricky Does Art and stuff, something like that. But yeah, everybody check him out. But yeah, I remember I had already like asked him before. I was like, hey, I've seen what you're doing. I love it. You know, could I pay you to make a logo? And he's like, yeah, totally. And so he made the logo. But then when we made Monteris a permanent host, I was like, hey, we got a new host, a new co-host. Can you add him into the logo? I'll pay you. And he said, yeah. And he redid the whole thing. Like he kept mine and Amber's designs, but then he like made one for Monteris, and then like made a couple of other changes here and there. So
yeah, and I remember originally you had asked me did I want one, and I said no, but that was because I didn't know if I was gonna be able to be here on the regular. So I didn't want you to do that if I wasn't gonna be actually a regular when you did this. Yep. But since you did that, I made it a point of emphasis to be here as much as I could. So.
Yeah. I felt I needed to, like, even if you didn't want it that badly, I was like, I have to, I can't not do it. He's like, you know, you're part of this too. So.
Yes. Well, before I came onto this show fully, I had been seeing a lot of different podcasts because I have been wanting to either be on some podcast or even maybe do one of my own since I am innovative YouTube. Monteris Fear Show.
Yes.
If you were back then on the Facebook.
Shout out, represent.
Yeah. If I had known that this was going to become a thing, I would have stuck with it back then and I might actually be somebody today. But it is what it is. I'm still a pioneer. but yeah, I am into different martial arts. I love boxing.
Yep.
You know that. I am trained in it. I've been hit a lot of times in it.
So that's what's wrong with you.
Yeah, I messed up. But this,
that explains a lot.
But it's not, I don't have too many people that I know that is actually into martial arts or this space in general. So it's nice to be able to come over here and, for one, watch a whole bunch of new movies that I probably wouldn't have discovered on my own. Or just sat there and watched, but because I had to do my homework, I was able to enjoy a lot of new movies. And there were some blunders in there that was not so good, but that comes with the territory. It was nice to be invited into an environment where I could just hang out and talk something that I love with good friends and stuff. So I appreciate you bringing me on when you did.
That's not a problem. Yeah. No problem at all. What is a what would you say is probably the worst movie you saw during your time here?
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah. You mentioned blunders. I'm like, oh, I wonder what he considers a blunder at this point. Fistful of Vengeance.
Dear God.
Oh, man. I completely forgot about that until just now. Yeah. Oh, man. That was a blunder. Yeah, that was a fun one.
I'm trying to think about the worst one. It might have been. Because it was, we had such high expectations for it.
Yeah,
because
Wu Assassins. Yeah. I mean, there are a fair share of people out there who didn't really enjoy the show, which is fine. Right. You know, you don't have to like it, but I don't really know. Again, I still don't really know how Amber feels about the show, but I know Monteris and I, we highly enjoyed the show.
Oh yeah,
like I thought the show was a lot of fun. But yeah, Monteris and I definitely had high expectations going into the Fistful of Vengeance movie, and yeah, it was a huge disappointment.
It was.
Yeah, the movie was.
I think that and the Mortal Kombat was probably the two biggest ones for me.
Yeah.
But I enjoyed the IP Mans for sure. I did that on purpose. I was, wow.
IP Man, yeah. You know what it is.
Yeah. This is for the non-casual martial arts. It's Ip Man for everybody who knows.
Yeah,
this. For the ones who don't, like my brother, it's IP Man. Okay. Anywho.
Yeah.
Yeah. I didn't know
you. Oh yeah. I don't know if I've said this before, but like now that you mentioned it, I don't know if I mentioned it in the past, but like now that you say it. I've encountered a fair share of people like in past years. I've encountered people who, you know, if I say I talk about martial arts movies or I just say that I'm a fan of martial arts movies, they're like, oh yeah, I've seen the IP Man movies.
See,
like, what?
See, yeah.
As what is this, a man with computers, like what is this?
IP intellectual property. Yeah. I think it has something to do with just the way that the title looks, like on the posters. Because yeah. IP, it's so big, and then man is just kind of like right there. And so I think that's probably what it is. Maybe it's a little misleading for people.
I mean, if you don't know that was a real person, you're gonna think they just made a movie. Oh, it's IP Man. Like, what does IP mean? I mean, you don't know it's IP.
Yeah.
If you're just trying, if you're just watching it for the first time.
Yeah, and I don't know if I'm sure people who were like huge fans of Bruce Lee know that Ip Man was his teacher. Like, he learned Wing Chun from Ip Man, obviously. But you know, there's probably a fair share of people out there who don't realize that, you know, he was Bruce Lee's teacher, even though they do advertise it on the movies. Like, you know, I have all the Donnie and Ip Man movies on Blu-ray, and you know, I don't know if it's on all four of them, but I know on the first two, at least, like literally on the cover, it'll say the man who taught Bruce Lee or something like that, you know, so they definitely market the fact that Ip Man was Bruce Lee's teacher, but I think there's a fair share of people out there who probably don't realize that. Mm-hmm. But yeah.
So would that make him the greatest of all time?
Ip Man? I don't know.
Man? What?
Yeah, maybe with Wing Chun, yeah.
With Wing Chun?
Yeah.
Okay.
But if that's all he practiced, then, you know.
I mean, what I'm saying is, if they were just going to strictly fight Wing Chun, would you take Ip Man over Bruce?
No. I would. I'm sorry. Yes, I would.
Okay.
Yeah, I kind of misunderstood you for a second, but yeah.
No, they just use that discipline.
Yeah, definitely Ip Man.
Okay.
I think Blood and Bone was a special episode for us too, or Blood and Boon, as Amber likes to call it. Yeah, we still haven't let that go. I think that was a special one too, because I think, that might have been the only episode where you chose the movie.
It was.
Yeah.
It's on my birthday.
Yeah, because it was your birthday, and I said, you know, since it's your birthday, I want you to pick the movie. You pick it. And he, yeah, Montero chose Blood and Bone. So yeah, I think that's a special one too, because you actually got to pick the movie. Because I always pick them.
Yeah, I was gonna say that, but I'm like, oh, I'm not gonna be
Oh, no, not at all. Yeah, but hey, I'm sitting here talking about what episodes I'm proud of doing, you know, so it is, you know, it doesn't hurt for you to point that out.
Chess boxing.
Yeah, Mystery Chess Boxing. Yeah. That was a great one, too. You know, speaking of, I don't think I mentioned this, but I think I had mentioned it on a previous episode, but, you know, Eureka Entertainment, the Blu-ray company from the UK, they recently released a movie called The Swordsman of All Swordsmen, which is a Joseph Kuo movie. Joseph Kuo directed the Mystery Chess Boxing, and he also directed Seven Grandmasters, Born Invincible, stuff like that. But anyway, the Mystery Chess Boxing is also on that Blu-ray. It's on like the second disc. You good?
It's contagious.
Yeah. Allergies. The Mystery Chess Boxing is actually on the second disc of Swordsman of All Swordsmen. It's a bonus disc, but that's the first time, like, ever, that movie has been, like, completely restored in 2K. The only film print that they had left of Mystery Chess Boxing had burnt-in subtitles. So when you watch the movie, there's already subtitles on there, and you can't get rid of them. It's burnt into the negative, and so they're just there. But, yeah, I need to get my hands on that release. But that's like, a huge thing for me, that we finally got that we're finally getting that movie, like, completely remastered in 2K. I can't... Again, I need to get my hands on that release, but I can't imagine how great it looks. I've seen a couple of still shots of the movie, like the restored footage, and it looks incredible. You know, and I remember the version that Monterius and I watched wasn't that great. It was pretty old looking and like kind of grainy, but I mean, it was, you know, it wasn't unwatchable. You know, like we were still able to kind of watch it and process everything. But yeah, the remaster from Eureka looks pretty amazing. So, yeah, I'm going to have to get that, you know, and you'll have to come and watch it with us so that we can see how good it really looks.
Sure.
Yeah, but...
Was I here for the raid?
No.
Oh, damn.
Yeah. Which...
missed a lot of good ones.
Yeah, unfortunately. Yeah, that was a fun one too. But I think just because Amber and I love that movie so much that we just had fun talking about that one. The Raid 2, that was a fun one too, to talk about, even if I prefer the first one. The second one's great, like really great, top tier, but the first one is just insane. It's just so much fun. Yeah. I don't know, was there anything else that like really stands out for you?
Well...
Can't have too much awkward silence here, guys.
I'm sorry.
I pulled out an eyelash. That's why I keep touching my eye. I pulled out an eyelash and it hurt me. That's why I keep touching my eye. I'm sorry.
You know, your transition from writing the entire movie on a plot down on paper to the tablet, you know. Kudos to making that change at the end there.
Many people don't know because they don't see us doing this, they can only hear us, but you probably heard like all my notebook pages turning throughout each episode. Yeah, for the longest time I was writing all this stuff down by hand because I had notebooks. I'd gone through so many notebooks doing this, but then eventually, you know, it just kind of hit me one day that I was like, wait, I have a tablet.
I just need a keyboard.
Yeah, I just need a keyboard. So I bought a Bluetooth keyboard, and I use a notepad app on my tablet, and I just type away now. And, yeah. Which I'm still going to be able to do that, even if we're not, you know, even if we won't be doing the podcast anymore, really. I'll still be able to, you know, do that if I'm taking notes on a quick review that I'm going to do on the channel, or if I need to have something, you know, copied down for me. I'll still be able to, you know, put that to good use, so... But yeah, that was definitely much more convenient instead of going through all those notebooks and having all the hand cramps.
And also writing too much. Your microphone to your actual phone.
Yeah. Well, I was hooking the microphone up to my phone, but then the microphone was, you know, the one that started buzzing during the Rush Hour 2 episode, and so I had to get rid of the mic, but then I was like, screw it, I'll just use my phone. Because, you know, the phone picks up, I think the phone picks up sound pretty well. It always comes out sounding pretty good. And plus, you can always enhance the recording, so it still comes out pretty well.
FYI, I wanted to get him a microphone after that one went out for Christmas, and he told me no. So if I would have got that for him, he would not have wanted to hear it.
It's just that I was like, it's not necessary. That's all I'm saying.
It was going to be a Christmas present. That's the point here. Where are you going?
He got a little hot.
Yeah.
Well, Dave, you just cut the air on.
No, I turned it on like an hour ago. Okay, I'm back. had to get the AC going again. All I'm saying is that it just wasn't necessary. I wanted you to, if you were gonna buy me something, I'd rather it be something else, because for me, like, I was totally fine using the phone. So that's all I'm trying to say.
I suppose.
Yeah, I appreciate it anyway, though. I love you.
I love you.
A lot of love on the show.
Yeah, yeah, I love Montarius as well.
Touche.
Yeah. All right. Anyway, you know, and I will just say, you know, just for, you know, trying to, I don't want to get too sappy here, but I will say, I've said it before, but I just want to say here that, you know, doing this, I feel, has done a lot for mine and my wife's marriage. I think this is really, I think this has, like, really helped both of us, kind of. Not to say that we never had anything in common when we first met, we had tons in common. But I think doing this together helped us connect in different ways, like in other ways, and, you know, gave us something that we could, like, do together all the time, because that's what we've been doing. You know, ever since we've been doing this, we've been watching all these movies together, doing all these episodes together.
We've been really bonding.
Yeah, over... you know, I've made you cry many times with these movies, which, you know, even if it is a sad thing, it's also, for me, it's also kind of a, it's kind of a, I guess, comforting is the word to use, because, like, you know, whenever I see you getting emotional with these movies, you know, I'm sorry that, you know, if it's upsetting to you, I don't mean for that to happen, but at the same time, it's like, you know, I see it and I'm thinking, you know, wow, you know, this movie, like, whatever the movie is, like, wow, this movie is, like, really making an impact on her. It's like, you know, it's because, you know, I've just, before I started doing this, you know, again, I've always loved kung fu movies. But, you know, sometimes with other people, when I would, like, try to talk about kung fu movies, like, with other people, you know, these other people that I would converse with about it, they weren't really into it, and they just didn't understand the way I felt about it, which is fine. You know, you don't need to understand. I don't expect you to. At the same time, it was just hard to connect with certain people because, you know, they don't understand what I see in these movies. I don't understand why they don't like them, that sort of thing. And so, you know, but, you know, to have someone as close to me as my wife is, you know, seeing how she feels about these movies or how she reacts to them, you know, whether it's a movie that we both love or we both hate, or I love and she hates, or she hates or she loves and I hate, you know, it still feels nice to know that, you know, you are feeling something with that movie. I think that has like really helped, you know, with both of us. So yeah, that's all I want to say there.
Well, you know, if it wasn't for you, I wouldn't, because, you know, before I met you, I didn't really watch kung fu movies all that much. I didn't even really.
Yeah.
I mean, I watch action movies, but not like kung fu one-on-one fight movies.
Yeah.
And so you've really brought out a love for kung fu movies that I didn't know I had.
Yeah.
So I think, yeah, I think you and I have really bonded over these, and to be fair, I wouldn't know who Donnie was without you. I wouldn't know who Scott was without you.
Daddy Yen, Scott Daddykins.
I wouldn't know who they are without you.
Yeah.
To be fair, I wouldn't have even known who Bruce Lee was without you. Because when I first met you, I didn't even know anything about Bruce Lee. I didn't.
Bruce Lee, who's that?
I knew not one thing.
Yeah.
The original Karate Kid, I didn't know one thing.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I only thought it was Jaden Smith and Jackie Chan. So serious. I had no idea.
For all the millennials out there, we apologize.
I had no idea.
Yeah, you know, and you know what's funny? Like, now, like, now that you, like, mentioned that, I don't think I ever mentioned this, but when I did the Karate Kid, when I covered the first Karate Kid movie with my brother, shout out to my brother, Seth, whenever Seth and I did that episode, I don't know if I had mentioned this when we did that episode, but yeah, that is true, guys. Whenever Amber and I you know, were together, like, initially when we first got together and all that, you know, and I would, and then I, when I was trying to introduce her to kung fu movies and martial arts movies and stuff like that, a Karate Kid, obviously not a kung fu movie, it's a karate film, but whenever I was trying to get her into these movies, you know, I remember telling her, I remember saying, you know, Karate Kid is one of my all-time favorite movies. It's a very special movie. Excuse me. To me, it's very special. And I was just saying all this other stuff, you know, I was saying, like, you gotta watch it because you're gonna love it. I'm telling you, you will. But then she, I don't remember what she said exactly. I don't remember her words verbatim, but all I remember is that she was saying, you know, like, she is not a fan of it, like some other stuff like that. And then she just kind of casually mentions Jaden Smith. And I was like, whoa. Stop right there. Did you just say Jaden Smith? And she's like, yeah, what? I was like, that's the remake. You need to watch the original from 1984. And she's like, what? There's an original? Like, what? I was like, oh my God. I was like, we need to watch the original. And so I
showed her. You ever heard Wax On, Wax Off before?
You know, Wax On, Wax Off, Paint the Fence, side.
So you thought Jacket On, Jacket Off? You thought that was original?
there's a little insight for everybody.
That's beautiful.
To be fair, I was 20 when we started dating.
Yeah.
So I didn't know anything.
Anyway, I did show, you know, I did eventually get her to come around and watch the original Karate Kid, and she's a fan now. Like, she, you know, she... Now she knows how I feel.
I'll never watch the other one ever again.
I wouldn't say that.
One and done. No, I will never.
That's a movie that I haven't really gotten to talk about on here. They are making another Karate Kid movie.
Yes.
It's, you know, and we've already talked about it on here. We talked a little bit about, like, whenever it was originally announced. We talked about, you know, Ralph Macchio and Jackie Chan coming together to do another Karate Kid movie, which I still think is insane. I never thought I would see the day. I didn't think that was ever going to happen, honestly, but it is. But, you know, the 2010 Karate Kid film with Jackie Chan and Jaden Smith, that was one of those movies that I never really got to discuss on here. And I will say that I'm not a big fan of it. I think it's got its issues. However, you know, I don't want to do a really deep dive into this movie because, you know, this is just meant to be like a general discussion here. But I will say, I think Jackie's performance in that movie is really good. That's like top notch Jackie Chan performance, but I'm like talking exclusively about him. He's great in that movie as Mr. Han. Really good. He plays the part very well. But that's all I can really say. That's all I really want to say about it, honestly.
Let's see. I wouldn't know who Ico was without you.
Yeah.
I wouldn't know who Louis Tan was without you. So, you know, I wouldn't know all these people I've come to love without you.
That's a lot of daddies.
It is a lot of daddies.
Yeah.
He's brought out all the daddies.
Yeah, I don't need a name for that. House full of daddies. Yeah.
And even when we end this, I mean, you and I will still watch kung fu movies. And
oh, yeah, we're still going to.
We'll still talk about it with each other.
Yeah, we're still going to do it. I might throw one on once we get done with this.
Snake Eyes.
What? No.
I don't even have that movie. I don't have that movie. Never. Never again.
One and done.
Yeah, it's funny. It's funny because, like, whenever we did that episode, I remember ending with kind of like, I cannot wait to never talk about this movie again. And we've still kind of talked about it here and there.
God.
Yeah. But yeah. Yeah. Anyway, is there any favorite episode you did? I mean, we kind of already know what your least favorite episodes are, but any favorite episodes you did? I will say another episode that I really liked real quick. I really enjoyed doing Beverly Hills Ninja because that was fun. The whole day, that whole day, because I remember we had to push that back because there was just a lot of stressful things going on. And so we couldn't get that out on time. We had to push it back. But that was still a lot of fun because I love that movie. And I remember we were laughing so hard, you know, talking about the movie and even just watching because that movie is hilarious. you know, and that was the only episode we ever did where we were having dinner and, you know, yeah, and recording the podcast at the same time. Yeah,
that's the only one.
Yeah, that was the only one where we were actually, you know, doing the podcast and just having dinner, just sitting there eating. Which, I don't know. I think we did that because, you know, it was kind of, again, we had to push the episode back. And the day we recorded it, it was already getting kind of late. And so we were both hungry. And so we were just kind of like, let's just kill two birds with one stone. And let's just eat and record the podcast at the same time.
Mukbang.
What?
That's what it is. Mukbang.
I don't know what that is.
For real? God, well, let me teach you something. Mukbang is basically when people grab food and then they record themselves just either talking about the food or talking about anything in general.
Oh, is that what they call that? But
when you combine eating and recording, it's called mukbang.
I did not know.
Yeah. So it now sounds... Caleb knows what mukbang... Sorry for all the mukbangers out there. But yeah, that's what that is.
I didn't know that was a thing.
When you eat and record, it's a mukbang.
Okay, interesting.
Shang-Chi was really fun.
Yeah, that was fun. Yeah, that was a good movie. First Marvel movie I had seen in three... No, not three, what am I saying? Spider-Man Homecoming came out in 2017, so 18, 19, 20... Four years, I think came out in 21. So yeah, that was the first Marvel movie I had seen in 4 years, because after Spider-Man Homecoming... It's not that I didn't like that movie, Spider-Man Homecoming was a good movie, but... I just kind of gave up on like comic book movies after that. I just kind of soured on them. But I decided to give Shang-Chi a chance because of just, you know, what it was. You know, the, you know, obviously very, very kung fu themed and stuff like that. So I was like, I need to check this movie out and give it a chance. See if how well they do it. And the movie ended up being really good. And I actually really enjoyed it.
Showdown Little Tokyo was fun.
Yeah, I mentioned that earlier. That was a really fun episode.
I'm going through the list because I can't remember all of them.
I'm kind of running out of episodes that I enjoy doing. Big Trouble Little China was a fun one. I really enjoyed doing that one. That was a, you know, Halloween episode that we did, and I love that movie. It's one of my all-time favorites. You know, Warriors 2 was also really special because Amber was completely blown away during the finale of Warriors 2 when Funk Agahan's character turned out he wasn't an old man. He was a younger...
It's like, what?
He was a younger guy. He pulls a mask off and he's actually much younger. I remember Amber, again, her mind was just completely blown by that.
Kung Fu Hustle, our first disagreement.
Yeah, for some reason she doesn't like that movie.
Maybe she owes the landlord money.
I can't.
Water doesn't just fall from the clouds, you know, or fall from the sky. Oh man,
that's a great movie.
Yeah, it is. It's so fun. Yeah, Amber's and I don't know if I. Yeah, I don't think I mentioned this either. But Amber does not like Kung Pao.
No, I do not.
I did an episode on that, obviously, with my dad and my brother. All three of us, like me and my dad and my brother, we love that movie. I think it's hilarious. It's really funny. Amber hates it. But, you know, we won't dive into why. She just doesn't like it.
It's stupid.
That's why it's great. I always say that. That's my argument. It's the only argument I need. It's funny because it's stupid. That's why it's great. Yeah. Oh man, good times.
So are you telling me this, on this whole thing, let's see. Okay, so for my birthday, we did Avengement.
Yeah.
Tekken.
Oh God, yeah.
Don't want
that to. That was an early episode of the podcast too. Yeah, that movie sucked.
We did Ninja 2.
Yeah, that was a fun one. That was the one where I just liked everything about it, basically.
Better than the first one.
Yeah, even the first one isn't that bad, though. The first one's got...
It's not bad, but
the first
I mean,
one's got its moments, but the second one is just...
Yeah, because we did the first Ninja before that.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then Tekken was the first birthday special we did for me, though.
Yeah. Yeah.
If anybody wants to really hear me rant, go back and listen to that, because yeah. I went on a rant.
Yeah. Thankfully, we didn't have to sit through Tekken 2 again, causing his revenge.
We can't. Yeah. I can't do it again either.
I had seen that movie many years ago, and I told Amber from the start, I said, do not watch that movie, but she did it anyway.
I got curious. You can't tell me not to do something when the title is literally Kazuya's Revenge. You can't do that to me.
Yeah, she did it anyway.
And I was so distraught. I was laying on the couch watching it on my phone, and when it was finished, I remember putting it face down, and you were like, what's the matter? And I was like,
Don't talk to me. I don't want to talk about it.
I didn't know she was watching it.
Like, I don't want to talk about it.
Yeah, I didn't even know she was watching, but eventually she was like, I just watched Kazuya's Revenge. And I was like, I told you not to do that.
Or I think I got up and I said, you're right. You're right. Shouldn't have done it.
Yeah, I told you not to.
It was a bad idea.
Yeah, I told you not to, but you
never
did.
Again. I can't.
Yeah. Anyway.
But this has been fun.
Yeah, definitely. I don't think there's really much left to talk about at this point.
Nope.
Yeah, we've already kind of covered all the bases, I think.
This is not a goodbye. This is just see you later.
Yeah. It's goodbye for now. You know, it's a never say never situation. Definitely. Because, you know, again, we'll be back. You know, if the
links will still be there.
If the need ever arises, we will be here. The show will still be there for everyone to enjoy. You know, again, if there's anyone out there who hasn't heard everything we've done or hasn't heard any of it, you know, or wants to revisit some of the stuff we did, it's still going to be there for your listening pleasure. That's about it, I think. So yeah, don't forget to follow us on Facebook, follow us on Instagram, follow us on the YouTube channel, subscribe to that because we're going to be much more active on that channel. I got a lot of ideas for the channel, so there's going to be some new videos coming out soon. Everybody keep an eye out for all the really great releases that are coming out. There's some really great Blu-rays coming out really soon. You know, again, that Bruceploitation set, Game of Clones Volume 1. Everybody, keep your eye out for that. If you haven't pre-ordered already, I strongly suggest you do because, you know,
it will be sold out.
Yeah, the bundle they had a limited bundle, like a very limited amount of them. I don't remember how many. I think they maybe had like 400 units of it. It sold out in a day or two. It sold out quick. So yeah, anybody out there who's curious about it, I gotta tell you, try it. Like, definitely pre-order it. Nobody's sponsoring this. Like, that. I'm not, like, sponsoring the set. The set's not sponsoring me. Severin's not sponsoring me. I'm just promoting it. I definitely think everybody should check it out because, you know, if this thing sells very well, we're going to get more of those. So, yeah. Everybody check that out. But, you know, again, there's so many other great things coming out really soon. So, everybody keep your eye out for all those. But, yeah, that is, I think that's it.
Yep.
Anybody else got something to add?
Come see us on YouTube.
Yeah, yeah, that's where you can find us.
I'm retired.
Yeah, retired.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, me too. Not really, though. Yeah, never say never.
I love you guys. This has been fun.
I love you guys, too. Yeah, and you know, I mean, I will say, like, even though we won't be doing this anymore, Monterius, I still want you to come over. Like, you know, you obviously, since you've been doing this, you've been coming over like once a month, but you know, I still want you to come over. You know, if I, you know, again, I already told you, you know, I'm gonna get that Mystery Chess Boxing release. Once I get that, I'm gonna be like, yo, come over, we're gonna watch this, we're gonna see how amazing it looks, you know, that sort of thing. You know, so if I get a new movie or something like that, I'd be like, hey, come watch this with us, you know, just so that we can
nostalgia.
Yeah, so we can just keep hanging out and stuff like that. But yeah, I think that's about it. Does anybody want to hear my Arnold Schwarzenegger impression?
Sure.
I've never done that, and some people have asked me to do that.
Fire away.
Yeah, I've never done an Arnold Schwarzenegger impression here on the show. So, see you at the potty, Richter. Total Recall, really amazing movie. Yeah. Anyway. Yeah, that's.
You also do a really good Sylvester Stallone.
Nah, my eye is real good. I can see like a beagle or something. Yeah. Anyway, okay. Yeah, that's it. So yeah, don't forget to follow us on everything: Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, Letterboxd. I have a Letterboxd, so follow me on that as well if you want. So yeah, for Amber, for Monterius, obviously for myself, for the last time. At least for now, this is Caleb's Kung Fu Cinema signing off. And we love all you guys. Everyone who has ever, you know, I'm sorry, let me just wrap this up real quick. Let me just wrap this up by saying this real quick. I've received so many kind messages from so many people throughout the years who all say that they watched my videos, they've watched or listened to our podcast, they've listened to our podcast, and they all, you know, many of them have all said, you know, how much they enjoy it, you know, and whatever it is they like about it. And I just want to say, you know, from the bottom of my heart, and I'm sure Amber Montero feels the same way, I just want to say thank you to everybody, you know. So, yeah, we love you guys. Thank you for all the support. And it's been a hell of a ride. So, yeah, after 84 episodes, this is it. So, for the for the final time, this is Kale's Kung Fu Cinema signing off. Take care, guys.